Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Saidi Kering. Medical report patient first name is SIRTONIAUS. Last name is GILLESPIE. Date of birth is 02/21/1972. Period. Examination date is 10/10/2025. Period. Next line. Chief complaint. Current patient came today as a follow-up after hospital discharge. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient developed shortness of breath and near passed out. Brought to the emergency room at Adventist Glen Oaks Medical Center. Period. Patient was then diagnosed with passive PE. He was then admitted to ICU and started on heparin drip. Patient started feeling better. Had a long discussion with the sister regarding patient's condition. And after that, patient was stabilized and he had hematological workup done. And this is the first episode he had. Period. After that, patient was also diagnosed with diabetes and he was started on insulin. And he was started feeling much better. Patient has no more shortness of breath. He was then discharged home in a stable condition. Now he came as a follow-up. He has no shortness of breath. And his blood sugar readings are between 180 to 200 milligram per DL. And after that patient stated that he has generalized weakness, but able to do his daily chores. Period. Patient is going to be off from the work for several weeks for rehabilitation. Period. Next line. Interview of system colon. Patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors. Period. Next line. Review system correction. Next line. Past medical history. Prior to this admission, patient was not taking any medications. Okay, next line. Allergies are none. Social history. Patient lives with his sister and he works at a truck. Period. Patient has no history of smoking cigarettes or alcohol use or substance abuse. Otherwise, very active. Period. Next line. Obstructive colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple. With only thyroid alignment or bruise. Period. Next line. Heart examination. As normal heart function without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any easing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is obese without any tenderness and pulse on the active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cap, tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact. Patient is remove all the extremities and you walk without assistance. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion with patient and his sister accompanied him and all the questions were answered with satisfaction and verbalized for understanding. Period. Next patient, Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, last name Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A, date of birth is 03-06-1958, period examination date is 10-10-2025, period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today. Accidental fall, causing pain in the left knee. Line, head injury and redness of the left leg. Here, next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that she slipped on the floor, landed on his left knee, and injured her head, but she did not pass out. The patient was helped up by her son, and she went to the emergency room, had comprehensive evaluation. There was no intracranial bleeding. This patient is on pain medications, but the pain in the left knee is worse upon exertion, and the pain level is 5. It's also bruised. Next line, the patient has a headache due to head injury, but it is minimal, and the pain and headache pain level is less than 3. Next line, patient has swelling and redness of the left leg below the knee, and she has chronic venous stasis. Patient was given clindamycin, 300 milligram tablet, 1 tablet, 3 times a day, but the pain is getting worse. The next line, it is your system, colon. Patient denies double vision, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or loss of consciousness. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and she is on Eliquis, 5 milligram tablet, 1 tablet twice a day. Next line, patient has a history of chronic bronchitis, and she is on albuterol inhaler, 90 mcg per ACT, 2 plus 3 times a day as needed. The next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on atorvastatin, 40 milligram tablet, 1 tablet daily, along with low fat diet. The next line, patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement, 5,000 units, 1 tablet daily. The next line, patient has a history of hypertension, she is on diltiazem, 120 milligram tablet, 2 tablet daily, along with the low salt diet. Period. Next time, patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on famotidine, 20 milligram tablet, 1 tablet per mouth, before breakfast every day. Period. Next time, patient has a history of nasal condition, she is on fluticasone nasal spray, 50 microgram per ACT, twice a day. Period. Next time, patient has a history of diabetes, and she is on metformin, 500 milligram tablet, 1 tablet a day, and semaglutide, 0.25 milligram subcutaneous injection once a week. Okay, next line. Allergies are not here. Next line. Social history. Patient lives with her husband and her son, and she's retired now. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Her activity is daily chores and also walking, and her nutrition is balanced out. So the next line, objective colon. HENT examination reveals left-sided forehead bruises, no open wound. In the next line, neck is supple without any carotid bruises or thyroid enlargement. In the next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. In the next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any bruising. In the next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness, blossoms are active. In the next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema. Correction, extremities has redness and swelling of the left leg below knee. There is no open wounds. Peripheral pulses are bilaterally equal. The patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, had a long discussion with the patient and her son, and all the questions answered to the satisfaction and verbalized through understanding. Period. this patient's condition worsen, they are advised to go to the nearest emergency room. Period. Next patient. It's Ruben, R-U-B-E-N, last name Rena, R-E-Y-N-A, date of birth is 03-14-1952. Your examination date is 10-10-2025. Your next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today. As a follow-up for chronic bronchitis, your next line, patient has minimal cough without any sputum production, feeling starting to feel better. Patient has been on peritoneal dialysis, started yesterday, period. This is a system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, deck swelling or gas swelling. Is the next line, objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sound without a murmur. Is the next line, lungs are clear, bilaterally without any wheezing. Is the next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and worse than lactic. Is the next line, extremities are unremarkable. Local edema. Period. Next patient. It's Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, last name Khan, K-H-A-N. Date of birth is 1002. 1986, period examination date is 10-10-2025, period next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today. With chief complaint of sleep apnea, comma, abnormal weight gain, comma, fatigue, comma, sore throat, comma, nasal congestion, and smoking history, period next line, subject to colon, patient, that he has an appointment with pulmonology for sleep study and he has gained weight. Patients advised on low carb diet. The next line patient is fatigue, especially in the daytime, and is trying to lose weight. Next line patient has a sore throat for past 4 or 5 days. He's not exposed to any infections or allergies. Period. Patient is able to swallow, but he has nasal congestion. And there is no high fever. The patient has a history of smoking few cigarettes a day. It's cutting it down. The next line, give your system colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, aggression, cough, comma, phlegm, sputum production, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities of loss of consciousness. Period. Next line. Passing the history. It's significant for vitamin D deficiency, but he's not taking any medication. Period. Next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with his wife and son. Period. Patient used to smoke half pack of cigarette per day, but now he's smoking 1 or 2 cigarettes a day and is going to quit in next 2 weeks. Period. Next line, no history of alcohol use or substance abuse. His exercise mostly walking, and patient looking for extra work. Period. Next line, objective colon, HEENT examination, nasal congestion bilaterally. And there is no tonsillar enlargement. Period. Next line, neck is supple without any lymphoid enlargement or stridor. Period. Next line, heart examination has normal heart signs without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line, neurological examination is intact. The patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Had a long discussion in the patient regarding treatment plan. And all these questions are set to the satisfaction of the last one, that's an experience and of the patient.